the military campaigns in Iraq and Afghanistan and praised his outstanding service. For more on this departure, I'm joined now by former CIA officer Michael Schur. Michael, just how much of a shock was this?
Oh, I think it was pretty much a surprise. The General Petraeus, as far as I know from people who still work there, was very well thought of at the agency. Was a certainly a defender of the agency, and several weeks ago he made it very clear after the attack in Benghazi that no one at the agency prevented the assistance going to the men who were under attack in Benghazi and Libya, which I think was as close as he could come to saying that it was the White House that stopped the help going to those people who eventually died.
Now, it's interesting, isn't it? Because his resignation comes just ahead of hearings on Benghazi. So it's very politically sensitive, isn't it, the timing?
It's a very peculiar thing, yes, ma'am, that he was scheduled to testify, I believe, under oath next Thursday with other people from the intelligence community about exactly why no assistance was sent to those people, even though we kind of watched and listened to the attack on them for almost 7 hours.
Now, how pivotal a figure was General Petraeus in President Obama's administration?
Well, I think he was an important figure, not only in the administration, but for the country and for our allies, because he and his predecessor, Mr. Panetta, were not willing to toe the Obama administration's line about the danger from, or the lack of danger, according to the president and his advisors, from militant Islam. Killing Osama bin Laden was a great thing to have done, but if you look at the map, the threat is much broader, much deeper, much more geographically dispersed. And the president plays it down consistently. General Petraeus and Mr. Panetta would not do that. So I think the real danger now lies in the president will probably try to find a yes man to send over to the agency, so he has one less thing to worry about as he promotes the narrative of increasingly peaceful relations with the Muslim world.
So who are the contenders, do you think, for that job?
Well, the ideal contender for the president's, from the president's viewpoint, is his terrorism czar, John Brennan, who has followed in lockstep with the deceit Mr. Obama has foisted on the American people about the threat from the Islamic militants, and really spectacularly misled Americans early in the first administration when he said the word jihad has nothing to do with military affairs. It has to do with self-reform and community improvement, which was a blatant lie and is a blatant lie. So I think he would be the perfect person for Obama, but when he was at the agency, he was singularly disliked as an individual.